If you made resolutions, right, like I did, they probably are resolutions that may feel hard to keep because otherwise you would be doing them already, right? So if it's exercising, if it's diet, if it's calling your mother more, if it's something serious like controlling your anger and not raising your voice or trying to control your body language or your actual language with exaggeration or gossip, and the hard things, one of the things psychologists tell us is, you know what you may want to do, one of the things you can do, not the only thing, but one of the things that you can do to help with the resolution that you made is to do something else new that's easy and unrelated. So let's say my goal is to eat healthy for dinner, and I just can't resist heating up that tortellini from Costco. That's cheese tortellini, by the way. So, because my go-to thing is pasta. Well, one thing you can do is instead of forcing yourself to eat a salad, you could take a walk. Now, taking a walk has nothing to do with eating better for dinner, but it's what psychologists call do one thing different. Because by doing one thing different in your life, it shakes you up in such a way that other things naturally fit in. And Sukkot is our one thing different. So even if your resolutions, the way you want to change your life, has nothing to do with it, it's amazing that as soon as Yom Kippur ends, now you've got to build a sukkah, you've got to get a lulav and etrog, and you've got to live in it, and you've got to eat in it. It's like shaking up your whole day in a different way. Because as psychologists say, it opens up a different space for you then to actually take on the serious resolutions. It interrupts the pattern. So that is what psychologists, again, call do one thing different. Living in a sukkah is definitely doing one thing different to start you in the process of change. I got to tell you that yesterday was literally one of the three or four best days in my life. So I went home from here after teaching. It really was. And I knew I had to build the sukkah. Now, I haven't built a sukkah since before Marab was born because she never slept. And she was very demanding. And by completing Yom Kippur here and having like 3 days to get my sukkah off the ground, we used the synagogue sukkah to fulfill our mitzvot. But we didn't, I mean, I have a sukkah in the garage, just haven't built it. So, and then right when I was getting a handle on things, Ziva was born, so forget that. Now I've got two kids that don't sleep. So then, so I was like, I'm gonna get this thing out of the garage last night and I have to build it before sunset. So I was trying to hide from my kids because I knew that they would keep me from building it. But you can't do that with the sukkah. You can't hide because it's outside, so everyone can see, and it's open. So like you can't, it's not like you can sneak into the, it's not like me doing my taxes in the bathroom so I can finally get some peace and quiet to finish my 1090, you know, my 1040 from the kids, being like, Daddy, what are you doing? Let us draw on your tax return. It's like, no, that's not gonna happen. It doesn't work that way. So like, I can't hide. So I went out there, and Ziva, unlike Marav, Ziva is not all into letters and numbers. Marav's already like doing fourth grade math. She can't stop. Ziva's like, I don't care about the alphabet. I don't care about my numbers. I don't care about any of that. She's not interested in TV or electronics. She just likes to build things. So she came out and she said, what are you doing, Daddy? So I'm building the sukkah. And she said, I'm gonna help you. And I was like, all these sharp poles and sharp things, and she's getting up on, I've got ladders out. I was like, no, don't help me. But I didn't have the heart, because I couldn't hide. So I let her help me, and Ziva and I built the sukkah. And Marav got, and then Ziva said, Marav said, I'm gonna make decorations. And she started drawing fish. And she made these beautiful decorations of fish, which she learned earlier yesterday in Hebrew school. And Ziva's like, I don't know how to make those because I don't go to Hebrew school, but I'm going to figure out a way to decorate the sukkah with them. And so Ziva got out scotch tape, and she figured out ways to decorate the sukkah. And this was the best sukkah building experience of my entire life by far. And we all spent the afternoon putting together, building, and then decorating a sukkah. And Ziva's four. And she was awesome. She had all these good ideas. She can tie knots. She can tie knots since she was 2.5. So like I would do stakes and stuff, and she would tie the knots in the rope, and we'd decorate it. And not only that, but one of our big resolutions for a family is to eat dinner together and not snack, because it's really hard to say no to a hungry child when they want a cracker, but then they're not going to eat their broccoli 2 hours later. And so one thing that happened was we did that one thing different. So in that one thing different, we all got hungry. And none of us were snacking because we were too busy working together to make this big project come to fruition. So then Ziva said, now we're going to eat in the sukkah. And Lynn brought out the vegetables and a homemade pizza from scratch and all of the scratch from the dough. And they ate more. It's very hard to get them to eat. They ate more than I've ever seen them eat. And we sat in the sukkah and we ate. And they ate their vegetables and we laughed. And we had like one of the best nights of our life. There was like no TV at all. They sang songs. Mirav was singing songs that she learned in Hebrew school and the ones like by Rachel Buckman. And so we put them on and we started playing them in the sukkah music, Jewish sukkah music. And so we did one thing different. We built a sukkah together. And all of the other things we were trying to do all started to fall into place.
Ya'eli ve'goali et yatzva likratecha hayav yihye hayav hoveh kogoy admatecha ve'toda ve'la'ola ve'la'mincha ve'la'chatat ve'la'sham ve'la'shramim ולמילואים כל קורבנך זכור נילה אשר נשא והשיבה ליד מתך סלע אהללך בישרי יושבי ביתך דקה דקה די נבדק ולתבונתו אין חקר האל נורא ביחד סקירה בין טוב לרע יבקר ותודה ולעולה ולמנחה ולחטאת ולשם ולשלמים ולמילואים כל קורבנך זכור נילה אשר נשא והשיבה ליד מתך סלע אהללך בישרי יושבי ביתך ותודה ולעולה ולמנחה ולחטאת ולשלם ולשלמים ולמילואים כל קורבנך זכור נילה אשר נשא והשיבה ליד מתך סלע אהללך בישרי יושבי ביתך.